David, firstly, may I ask you, the obvious topic this week has been the Sam Allardyce and the whole corruption issue and your views on that.
I'm disappointed, and I don't think it looks good for football generally, the stuff that's going on. But I have to say, Sam's a friend, and I'm really disappointed for Sam that it's ended up this way, because this was a job which he always wanted, and in many ways it was the man who'd worked his way up through the lower leagues in Ireland, Preston, Bolton, all the clubs he came through to get to the top, and eventually gets the big job and only gets a chance for one game. I mean, Sam's admitted to his mistake and he'll be disappointed with that. But he'll always be a friend, Sam, and, you know, it's not a good time for football, or even football managers or coaches are getting a bad name at the moment. But I've got to say, in my whole time, I don't think this is the norm. But obviously, you know, what's happening is wrong.
And it's clearly capped quite a week for you here with injuries and all sorts of other things going on. So, again, you know, we come back to it just never seems to stop for you here. It's just been never-ending, one thing after another.
Well, the job, if we go to the job in Sunderland, we've got a few injuries this week before the game. You know, we've got Adnan Januzaj got a bad injury in the game last week, and Stephen Pienaar, who'd come off with a bit of a hamstrings, a problem. Lee Catamol's had neuro pain, and he'll have an injection on that. So we've lost, even Victor Amachibi played 10 minutes and opened an adductor muscle in the game. So so it's made it difficult, but do you know that's what happens at football clubs? And you tend to find it happens at clubs which aren't doing so well. You tend to find there's more injuries and some more problems. So you have to get through them, and I keep saying it, we have to put the bushfires out and hope that we can move on.
I mean, it's a game as well. The pressure's mounting, it's heaping on Sunderland because of the position they're in. Mm-hmm. Does that not cause problems such as nerves, you know, for the game? Mm-hmm. And you worry about that as well as on top of everything else.
Yeah, I do. But what can I do? I can't turn around and say, hey, no problem, everything's okay, we're fine. We brought it on because, more importantly, we were 2-0 up last week and we didn't see the job out and win 3-2. And win the game, we lost 3-2, I should say. So we didn't see the job out. If we had, maybe today we'd be out the bottom three. We'd maybe be sitting here saying, you know, we'll get a win tomorrow. So we could be having a completely different conversation. But we didn't. So that's why we bring on the nerves, anxiety ourselves.
Tony Pulis has made some comments today about, you know, you being in the position you're in. Maybe you have to change things, change the way you manage the team in one sense. But it's all well and good saying back to basics. It's not as simple as that, is it, sometimes, when you're dealing with the sort of mistakes that you've... Mm-hmm. You stood on the touchline and watched happen last week.
Well, I think you always do the basics, or you try to do the basics well, and we've tried to do that, but we've not done it in all the games. And obviously, the biggest noticeable one was last week. But other games we have done it quite well. But you know, we've been disappointed with the mistakes we make. We've not kept a clean sheet, and that's something which we have to start from. We definitely have to get stronger. Defensively, we need to be more resolute. We need to know the jobs better than we do. We've worked on it this week. We've hopefully try and improve where we let ourselves down last week.
I mean, you scored goals last week. I mean, if you continue to do that, that's at least one area going in the right direction. Is it a case of? I know it's difficult now because you need wins, but it was almost something Sam always used to say: keep the clean sheet, then you know you've got something to build on.
No, that's right. We need to try and make sure we don't lose any goals. I would like us to play where we can give our supporters something to shout about. I want to make chances. I want to score goals. But I want to start from a very good base, defensive solidity. At the moment, we've not had that. We've had the attacking play at times, not always, and not as much as I'd like, that's for sure. But we need to try and stop conceding goals, that's for sure.
Would you be tempted to bring John O'Shea back in for his experience and organisation?
Yeah, well, John O'Shea played against Queen's Park Rangers and played very well. Strolled it, but it was a cup game and it was in a different situation. So John's been a really good player over the years and is a great member of the squad and the team here, so I'd have no problem playing John at all.
And is it important? I know sometimes it sounds a bit of a cliche to talk about the atmosphere and the support and the stadium, but is it important that you get a rousing start to the game. You get a good atmosphere from the start, on that, even on that nerves issue, yeah. So people don't get jittery, people don't start worrying about making mistakes.
Well, I think if we could, we got a couple of goals in front, and you couldn't have turned around and said that made the difference last week. But I think there is a big, in the main, you have to try and get yourself in front of the games. You know, we don't want to go behind. But I think this game's slightly different. I think this game's, I think West Brom will play a bit deeper. They'll wait on us. Their style is to do that. I don't think they'll necessarily come out the blocks. But as you can see, I think they've scored 5 goals from 7 from set pieces. So us not conceding set pieces or giving away too many free kicks will be important, where they can't get the ball in the box as often as what they're doing. So we know that we're going to have a little bit more of the ball, and we're going to have to be good enough to use it when we get it.
I'm finding, for me, you mentioned set pieces. Are you disappointed that, while we talked about your centre-half scoring more goals, when you have had set pieces, delivery perhaps isn't what it should have been?
The delivery's been terrible. You know, we're racking our brain, we know the practice, even, you know, you could go out and probably do it, the players can go out and do it every day, but when it comes to the big stage, then they can't get the ball in the right areas or deliver it well enough. So we have to do that better, because if we want to score, you can't blame the centre-halves or the centre-forwards for not heading it in the net if they don't get the deliveries in. So, and I've got to say, that's what West Brom are very good at. They get good deliveries in, and they've also got 3 or 4 very aggressive headers of the ball.